It is 11:15, and Mabel Louise Stewart is here because it's Tuesday, Thursday.
That's right.
And so delighted to see you.
Thank you.
I was just, my son Josiah today was just so aware of the gray and the you know, not just the sky being gray, but everything feeling a little gray this time of year. And I had to tell him that every year about this time, I get that same feeling. I get down. And it's amazing how quickly that spring really takes over, though. You know, before you know it, here we are, the fishing opener weekend. And, you know, in the next couple of weeks, it's just going to, be kind of transformed.
Well, the buds are just bursting.
Indeed. Yes.
And the songs of the birds is wonderful.
It's delightful. You know, today is the first Thursday in the month of May. And that, what does that mean?
Well, today is the second day, isn't it?
It's the first Thursday.
Oh, first Thursday.
And it is it falls on the second day of May this
and
year.
Yeah. I was mistaken. I made a goof.
Me too.
On my last broadcast because I was asking people to pray for National Prayer Day. Mm-hmm. And it was today. But that's okay. If you prayed, we need to be praying for our country. And it's wonderful that we have a special day.
Yeah.
And our president spoke, and it's an all-day affair. And I think they have something this evening also in Washington, D.C. So I goofed, but I'm glad that you prayed. I know I did. I took time to pray several times on my last broadcast day, and I plan to do the same again today to remember our country. And we need to do that every day because we are in dire need, aren't we? Well, the sun is playing peekaboo today. That's right. As I drove to the station, the sun came out for just about 5 minutes and then, whoops, it was gone again. So I hope you're rejoicing in the Lord as I am, just to be able to be with you. Say, did you receive your copy of the May issue of Update in the mail? Oh, I hope you did. And if you're not on the mailing list for our monthly publication, just give us a call here and we will be glad to put you on the list. Terry has a nice article in the May issue, and I want to say a big thank you to all of those dear ladies who worked so hard and made those beautiful quilts. How nice of you to do that. And they're used for the Lord, so I know they get a joy out of doing it too. And congratulations to Julie Payne of Camera because she won first place. You all work so hard, and I just want to give you a great big thank you. Well, May is the month when we think about mothers. That's right. And I'm thinking about mine today. And we also think the last day of the month is when we have Memorial Day, and it's a time when we are grateful for those who sacrificed to give us the freedom that we have. And I was thinking how nice it is to still be able to have National Day of Prayer. And so let me go to my file, which I did already, and I pulled out of an article by Ruth Vaughn. I don't know who Ruth is or where she's from, but she wrote an article entitled, What is a Mother? And I thought, that's a good way to start remembering mothers. So I'll read this to you and give comments like I always do. But before I read it, let me just give my personal testimony of my own mother. She was responsible, actually. Some of you old timers who have heard WWIB through all the years may remember when she came up to visit our family And I asked her if she would be willing to come to the studio and give her testimony on my broadcast. And she said yes, she'd be glad to do that. So she came on, and we were visiting together about her, the day she accepted Christ and her ministry. And she started to cry. And she said, I am going to tell your listeners something that I've never told anyone in my whole life. And I thought, oh my goodness, she's going to tell something about me as being a naughty little girl. Nope. She said, I want the people to know that before and when you were born, I gave you to the Lord and asked him to put you into the ministry. She said, I should have prayed, but I didn't know I should, for my other children. But since you're the baby of our family, I want for sure you, wanted you for sure to go into the ministry. Which here I am, and I gave my life to serve full time for the Lord when I was 24 years old. So, her prayer is answered and was answered all these years I've been in the ministry. So she was such a great mother. She never failed to get us to church and Sunday school, rain or shine. I remember when I was just a little child, we would go to church in the wagon with a team of horses. Didn't have a car at that time. And then my dad bought a Model T Ford. Can you imagine? And mother learned to drive, and we would all jump in the two-seater Model T Ford and go to church and Sunday school. What precious memories. And she influenced all four of her children. All four of her children accepted Christ as their Savior. And all three of my siblings are in heaven with Mother and Dad right now. So let me read this article. I think it'll be a blessing to you, and it will stimulate you to think, to remember your mother, and to be thankful for your mother, because we each one had one or have one. So as I said, Ruth's article is entitled, What is a Mother? Question mark. And she answers the question. And I thought she did such a beautiful job, I could never excel it. And so, let's go. A mother is God's best creation. She is a sculptor of immortality, an artist of eternity, a keeper of everlasting destinies. Isn't that something? A mother spends her life mothering neighbors, cats, children, patching jeans, putting up curtains, mending broken hearts, cooking cornbread, oatmeal and hot dogs, supervising the ironing. I imagine she would be teaching her children to iron. Floor waxing, shoe shining, teaching goodness, obedience, multiplication. She fills every moment with creating small dresses from large ones. And I remember then when I was a child, and it was during time when we were struggling, that mother did make coats and dresses out of my older children, the older children. And then it goes on to say, stew from almost nothing, and curtains from worn sheets, training voices to speak, taking care of animals and of the babies, directing piano practice, lesson study, and junior ABCs, rolling cupcakes in coconut, dough into pie crust, and stringy hair into golden curls. That's so interesting because, excuse me, when I was just a child, my hair was kind of a gold color, and they teased me and called me Goldilocks. And then her next statement that she said is, a mother is always available for pushing red wagons, pushing the rope swings, and everyone's spirit, moderating in times of those angers and strifes, and scratching, giving illustrating lessons, Bible stories, and the love of God. Oh, how my mother taught us Bible stories. Mending the socks, mother would mend the socks while we were sitting around the kitchen table doing our homework. She would be in the corner in a rocking chair, and she would be mending socks. And then how about those songbooks and shattered dreams? Molding of clay, gelatin, and young lives. Feeding prim little girls and mischievous little boys. And innumerable puppies. Well, a mother is always capable of smiling despite illnesses, despite her lack of sleep, despite her worn dresses. She was always whispering prayers and encouragement and love, smoothing always those difficult situations, ruffled feelings and bevered brows, answering the telephone, the doorbell, and arithmetic problems. She would always hide her keen disappointments, her longings, and Christmas presents. She would weep in sorrow, in joy, and over a sick kitten, delivering food to the needy children to school, and father to work, and delivering food to those who have lost a loved one. A mother is never too busy to bake one more cake, to plan a party, to listen to a glowing recital of the teenager's last date. She's never, never, ever too tired to sing a duet, to count time for a recital piece, or advise someone in need of help. She is never too exasperated to tease about forgotten costumes, being late for a rehearsal. And she always grins when plans fall through. Or maybe she even makes a joke of the situation when company comes and the cupboard is bare. Well, a mother can be found doing everything, like changing diapers, oh my goodness, dissolving aspirins, camouflaging onions, gingerly accepting the gift of a wriggly worm, yuck, playing ball, receiving those beautiful dandelions, you know, that little bouquet, attending the PTA meetings, always, yes, always picking up those toys, teaching a course on, yes, how to tell time. And she loves singing lullabies. And once in a while, disciplining naughty children. Yes, a mother likes white sheets. I can remember my mother always wanted the whitest wash in the neighborhood. Washing the dishes, cleaning the children's ears. Yes, she never spares her tenderness. Understanding are the rod she never fails to wipe those runny noses, to rub and scrub those cold feet, are remembering to always kiss each a good night. A mother can always be counted on for laughter, gentleness, discipline, firmness, precept, and example, the wonder of salvation, living that life before the children and before others. The truth of God's word and the real meaning of true love. A mother is a living example of God's divine love. At Sunday school, at home, at play, she gives to her children the best introduction to God. Isn't that beautiful? Well, I hope this stimulates your thinking all during the month of May to remember your mother. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.